What do you actually talk about with a, and I don't mean this insultingly, a madman murderous dictator?
Actually, we talk about basketball.
Okay, okay. Did he ever play?
In Switzerland, he did.
In Switzerland?
Yeah.
That's a great country for
He went to school, though, right?
B-ball.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, went to school over there. But I'm just saying, you know, people like that, you know, I don't really judge people, you know, by the color. I don't judge where they come from and stuff like that. I just judge people where, you know, we all human beings. You know, throughout the day, we all human beings.
Right.
And it's funny, though, that I don't see how people can sit there and say, this person's a madman. He probably is. But I didn't see that. But he probably is. I'm just saying, he probably is.
Reports are he murdered his uncle and fed him to dogs.
Oh, well, he did?
Yeah.
Well, if you see the video in the basketball game, and you actually see his uncle standing right behind the bench.
Okay. So his uncle's fine?
Uncle's fine.
Okay. Maybe he has more than one uncle.
Well, right for pretty much.
Maybe that's the spare uncle right there.
Well, either way.
Have you spoken to Kim Jong-un about his nuclear program at all? Have you said, please don't start a nuclear war?
But he has spoken to me when last time I was there a couple of years ago. He said, I don't want war. This is two words.
Okay.
I don't want war because, like I said, I would take you over there and let you listen to him the way he talks.
Okay.
He sounds like he's more of a kid at anything.
Okay.
You know, I think his grandfather's father, that regime, has passed on to him.
Uh-huh.
And I think he really wants to change his culture,
okay. But
I think he's forced to be in his position.
Yeah.
Because every time I go over there, he's changed so much for the people, and people don't see that.
And he's a kid, but he's a kid with nuclear weapons.
Well, hey.
It's a tough combination.
I know that, right?